This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
We'll call the South Dakota Public Utilities Commission meeting to order. It is March 19, 2019, approximately 1 p.m. We're in room 413 of the Capitol Building in Pierce, South Dakota. Good morning. My name is Gary Hansen. With me today is Commissioner Chris Nelson and Commissioner Christy Feagan. I said good morning. Well, it's good morning in Sturgis, I think.
California.
I was listening to a lot of Fleetwood Mac, and I'm still in. We will take appearances first to see who's on the phone with us. Mr. Chardine, are you with us today?
Yes, I am, Chairman.
Morning. Eric Pauley.
Present, Mr. Chairman.
Melissa Lynch. Melissa, if you're speaking, I did not hear you. Miles Schumacher.
Present, Chairman Hansen.
Afternoon. Caitlin Lynn Lynch, excuse me, Caitlin. Caitlin Lynch Butcher.
Present, and also with me, Mr. Chairman, is Stephanie Olson and Amanda Hosh. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Stephanie Bosch.
Present.
Molly Smith.
I'm here. Good afternoon.
Afternoon. Daniel Brooks.
Present, Mr. Chairman.
And good afternoon. Melissa Lynch, are you with us? All right. We will begin today's meeting with... First of all, checking with my fellow commissioners to see if there's any changes to the agenda that they wish to make. Any changes to the agenda? If not, the agenda will stand as sent. We'll begin with the administration approval of the minutes of the commission meeting held on February 15 and March 1st of 2019. Those were sent out from Joy Lashley. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Are there any additions, deletions, or corrections to the minutes? Hearing none. Commissioner Feagan.
Feagan votes aye.
Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Hansen votes aye. The minutes are approved. Consumer reports. Status report on consumer utility inquiries. Consumer Affairs Division. Deb Gregg. Ms. Gregg.
Thank you, Chairman Hansen. The Commission received a total of 34 contacts since the last report was prepared for the March 1st, 2019 Commission meeting. One of the contacts involved telecommunication services, 9 contacts related to electric service, 1 contact was related to natural gas service, 6 contacts related to wireless service, 8 contacts related to the Do Not Call registry, 1 contact was related to wind energy, and 8 contacts related to issues not regulated by the PUC. 302 of the 312 contacts received in 2019 have been resolved.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions of Ms. Gregg? Hearing none, we'll move to our dockets. Our first docket is electric docket EL18-058. In the matter of the joint request for an electric service boundary change between Northern States Power Company, doing business as XL Energy, and Southeastern Electric Cooperative Incorporated. The question before the commission is, today shall the commission approve the service territory boundary change? And I'll ask Northern NXL if you have anything that you would like to address at this time. Mr. Pauley?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, fellow commissioners and staff. This is Eric Pauley with XL Energy. I'm the community relations manager here in South Dakota. On the phone today to represent the company regarding this proposed territory boundary agreement between XL Energy and Southeastern. I don't have any further comments on the docket other than just to say thank you to the staff and Southeastern for working collectively with us. I know these things can get kind of complicated and cumbersome at times, but greatly appreciate the efforts of both parties and the working relationships that we have and have formed through the years. So time and effort is much appreciated. With that said, I will respectfully request approval and stand by for any questions that you might have.
Thank you. Then I'll ask Brad Chardine of Southeastern Electric. Do you have anything?
Yeah, Chairman Hansen, thank you, and commissioners and staff at the PUC. Eric and I have visited about this off and on along with Steve Kolbeck from XL Energy. I'm sitting in our new office facilities in Salem right now that Southeastern serves as the ability to serve our own facilities. And we are going through the bidding process right now as I can look across the room here for selling our old Main Street office and community room that's right on the Main Street, downtown Main Street of Salem, South Dakota. And then also going up for bids is the pole yard and warehouse, which is further south on Main Street in Salem, South Dakota here. These two services, and also then the Vikings apartment service, which Mr. Wagner owns here from Salem, South Dakota, were all served prior to the territorial law starting back in 19, I guess we started serving them prior to 75. I think some of them were in 60s. The Viking apartment was 1975. So with us no longer going to be utilizing the downtown office facilities, the Vikings apartments right behind that across the alley, and then two blocks south of there is our pole yard and warehouse. And talking with Eric, with Steve Kolbeck, it just makes perfect sense for us to get our lines out of the community and in the middle of town and to transfer that service over to XL Energy. When we purchased our land along Highway 81 here, we have two and a half, basically three lots of land that we had to purchase to go with the land that we needed. So in visiting with Eric, Steve Kolbeck, we just said, let's swap those three services that are in the middle of town out. We'll serve these ones out here, and I guess that's what we're building or that we're bringing to the PUC for approval on those agreements of making those changes for our facilities in the town of Salem here. So other than that, if you have questions, I thank Eric and his group for working on everything, and then the PUC staff and commissioners for considering the changes that we're talking about.
Thank you very much. Makes me want to go out and purchase some of your electricity.
Well, thank you.
Appreciate the public service information. It's good background information for us. Thank you. Move now to our movers and shakers on the staff, Lorena Reichert or Amanda Reese, who has this one.
Hi, Commissioner Hansen. This is Lorena Reichert of staff. Staff has reviewed the filing and would recommend approval of the boundary change.
Thank you much. Any questions by the commissioners? Is there a motion? In EL 18-058, I will move that the commission approve the service territory boundary change. Any discussion on the motion? We appreciate the work that has been going on by Southeastern and XL, and I know that our staff has been working diligently on these type of switches for ever, it seems like. And we always appreciate it when companies work together and find the opportunities that exist between them and bring those to us. So thank you much. Any further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Nelson?
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan?
Fegan votes aye.
Hansen votes aye, and the motion carries. Brings us to our next docket. Electric docket EL 19-003 in the matter of the application by Crown Ridge Wind, LLC for a permit of a wind energy facility in Grant and Coddington counties. Question before the commission is today, shall the commission grant party status to those who have filed? And I believe we have one person, correct me if there's more than one, but Melissa Lynch has filed for party status. Melissa, you are on the phone. Is there anything that you'd like to address to the commission? Melissa was not on the phone when I took roll. Melissa, have you joined us? I don't hear from Melissa, so I will move to Crown Ridge.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Miles Schumacher, attorney for Crown Ridge Wind, LLC, the applicant. We have no objection to the application for party status.
Thank you very much, Miles. We have staff members Darren Carney, John Thurber, Eric Paulson, and attorneys Kristen Edwards and Amanda Reese, who are involved with this particular docket. I believe this is going to go to Amanda Reese.
Thank you, Chair Hansen. Staff has no objection to the intervention.
Thank you. Any questions by the commissioners? Hearing none, is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, in EL 19-003, I move that the commission grant party status to Melissa Lynch from her filing.
Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Hansen votes aye. The motion carries. Brings us to EL 19-008 in the matter of the filing by Mid-American Energy Company for approval of tariff revisions to its 2018 transmission cost recovery reconciliation and 2019 transmission cost recovery factors. Question before the commission, and I don't have a question on my filing here. The question before the commission is, today, shall the commission approve the revised transmission cost recovery rate factors and revised tariff sheet with an effective date of April 2nd, 2019? First up is, I believe, Mid-American.
Good afternoon, Chairman and Commissioners. First of all, Mid-American Energy would like to thank the commission for allowing us to present today. My name is Katie Lynch Butcher. I am an attorney with Mid-American. And Mid-American just very respectfully requests that our transmission cost recovery factor increases and approve Mid-American's proposed 2018 reconciliation of the transmission cost recovery cost. And we're happy to answer any questions the commission may have. Thank you.
Thank you. And our staff assigned to this docket, Brittany Melhoff and Kristen Edwards. Ms. Melhoff.
Thank you. Excuse me. This is Brittany Melhoff for staff. Staff has reviewed the filing, and Mid-American has responded to all of our data requests. Staff recommends the commission approve the revised transmission cost recovery rate factors and the revised tariff sheet with an effective date of April 2nd, 2019. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Melhoff. Any questions by the commissioners? Seeing none, is there a motion?
I will move in EL 19-008 that the commission approve the revised transmission cost recovery rate factors and revised tariff sheet with an effective date of April 2nd, 2019.
Thank you. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we will move to...
On information, although it is a small increase of $29,000, our residential customers actually have a decrease. So just want to make sure that's heard by the public.
Thank you. Any further discussion? If not, all those in favor of the motion will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Hansen votes aye. Motion carries. I'm supposed to do that afterwards. In docket EL 19-009, in the matter of the filing by Montana Dakota Utilities, a subsidiary of MDU Resources Group Incorporated, for approval of the annual update to its transmission cost recovery rider rates. Question before the commission is, shall the commission assess a filing fee in the amount of $50,000 to account for actual expenses incurred in review of this filing commencing from the date of filing? We have staff analyst Lorena Reichert and staff attorney Amanda Reese. And is Amanda Reese?
Yes, thank you. In this docket, staff just requests the commission impose a statutory filing fee.
Thank you. And MDU?
The company has no objection to the filing fee, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Questions by the commissioners? Hearing none, is there a motion? In docket EL 19-009, I move that the commission assess a filing fee in the amount of $50,000 to account for actual expenses incurred in review of this filing commencing from the filing date. Is there any discussion on the motion? This is a standard process for all of our dockets of this nature. All those in favor of the motion will signify by saying aye. All those opposed, nay. Commissioner Nelson?
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin?
Feagin votes aye.
Hansen votes aye. The motion carries. Docket EL-19-010 in the matter of the filing by MDU Resources Group Incorporated for approval of the annual update to its infrastructure rider rate. Today, shall a commission assess filing fee of in the amount of $250,000 to account for actual expenses incurred in the review of this filing commencing from the filing date. Don't know how I did that. Let's see. First up on this, analyst Joe Rizak and staff attorney Amanda Reese. Amanda?
Thank you, Chair Hansen. Again, staff requests in this docket the commission impose the statutory filing fee.
Thank you. And Stephanie Bush?
The company has no objection to the filing fee, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Are there any questions by the commissioners? Is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman, in EL-19-010, I move that the commission assess a filing fee in the amount of up to $250,000 to account for the actual expenses incurred in reviewing this filing commencing from the filing date.
Thank you. Discussion on the motion? All those in favor of the motion will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Nelson?
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin?
Feagin votes aye.
Hansen votes aye. The motion carries. That brings us to EL-19-012 in the matter of the application by Sweetland Wind Farm, LLC, for a facility permits for a wind energy facility and a 230 kV transmission facility in Hand County, South Dakota, for the Sweetland Wind Farm project. The question before the commission is, today shall the commission assess filing fee not to exceed $320,000 with an initial deposit of $8,000, and shall the commission authorize the executive director to enter into necessary consulting contracts? First up, staff on this docket are Darren Carney, John Thurber, Eric Paulson, and Kristen Edwards. Ms. Edwards.
Thank you. This is Kristen Edwards for staff. We're just recommending the filing fee as calculated by statute and the ability to enter into necessary contracts. Thank you.
Thank you. Sweetland Wind Farm. Molly Smith.
This is Molly Smith. Thanks, Commissioner. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
I didn't mean to trample on your words.
No problem. I'm here on behalf of Sweetland Wind Farm LLC, and the company has no objection to the requests that are being made today.
Thank you, Ms. Smith. Are there any questions by the commissioners? Hearing none, is there a motion?
In EL-19-012, I move that the commission assess a filing fee not to exceed $320,000 with an initial deposit of $8,000 and authorize the executive director to enter into necessary consulting contracts.
Thank you. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor will signify by saying yes. All those opposed, nay. Commissioner Nelson?
Aye.
Commissioner Feagin?
Feagin votes aye.
Hansen votes aye. The motion carries. Telecommunications dockets, TC-19-002 is the first telecommunication docket in the matter of the application of Vesta Solutions Incorporated for a certificate of authority to provide local exchange and inter-exchange long-distance services in South Dakota. Question before the commission is, today shall the commission grant intervention to any party that may have filed? don't see. South Dakota Telecom Association.
Thank you, Chair Hansen, commissioners, and staff. Good afternoon. My name is Richard Coit. I'm representing the South Dakota Telecommunications Association. We filed an intervention in this docket. You want me to take them separately, or should I take them both at the same time? Probably separately, right?
You do as you please, but okay. Separately works, too.
Okay. I will do that. TC-19-002, we're requesting intervention. You know, the company is seeking statewide authority for local exchange services and is obviously, as an NG911 provider, seeking access to the public switch telephone network of all ILECs in the state, including all of the SDTA members. I would like to report that The RFP pretty plainly addresses the interconnection issues, so we don't really anticipate at all that we'll have any issues with interconnection and transport as we did months ago with the current NG 911 provider. With respect to our concerns, I would characterize them as being very minor. Given, the way our statutes and rules address local exchange service authority, it's certainly, we don't have like a separate certification for NextGen 911 providers, and obviously their purpose is much more limited. As we indicated in prior dockets to the commission, though, we do believe that, 911 is an essential component of local exchange services. So it is in itself part of local exchange service, which is obviously why the companies are asking for local exchange service authority. What we would like to see is that the any certification granted by the commission for local exchange services be appropriately limited, and recognizing the limited purpose that the NextGen 911 provider has relative to the service they're going to provide in South Dakota. We have already made contact with counsel for VESTA, with counsel for NG 911 as well, and we are working on a stipulation, and we are very confident that we will get that addressed and before the commission very shortly. They've already seen drafts, and the reports back are good. I think we're very close. Which is important. Certainly, we were concerned about the prior proceedings and what impact that might have on 911 and NextGen 911 in South Dakota. So we certainly don't want to slow this commission process down, and hopefully we'll get that stipulation to you shortly. So any questions, I would be happy to answer them.
Thank you. You may remain there, and we will see what else is discussed. VESTA Solutions, Daniel.
Thank
Brooks.
You, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, commissioners, and staff. My name is Dan Brooks, and I represent VESTA Solutions. We do not oppose SDTA's petition to intervene in this case. As Mr. Coit mentioned, we've been in discussions with SDTA over the past couple of weeks to resolve the concerns raised in the petition. I don't believe there are any serious points of contention at this point, and we are confident that we'll be able to reach a final agreement very soon.
Thank you. Thank you. Staff assigned to this docket are Lorena Reichert and Amanda Reese. And Amanda Reese.
Thank you, Chair Hansen. Staff has no objection to the intervention of SDTA in this docket or in the next docket.
Thank you. Any questions by the commissioners? Is there a motion?
I will move in TC 19-002 that the commission grant intervention to South Dakota Telecommunications Association.
Thank you. Discussion on the motion? All those in favor will signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Nelson.
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan.
Fegan votes aye.
Hansen votes aye. The motion carries. Brings us to TC 19-003 in the matter of the application of NGA 911 LLC for a certificate of authority to provide local exchange and inter-exchange long-distance services in South Dakota. Question before the commission is, shall the commission grant intervention to any party that may have filed? Mr. Coit.
Yes, again, Richard Coit with the South Dakota Telecommunications Association, and the application filed by NG 911 LLC is very similar to VESTA's application, and our intervention petition is as well similar to the intervention that we filed there, so I won't repeat my earlier comments. I would just stand ready to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you. NGA 911 LLC, are you participating today? Staff on this matter docket are Lorena Reichert and Amanda Reese. Amanda.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Again, staff has no objection to the intervention in this case.
Thank you. Mr. Coit, is there a potential for NGA 911 to create any confusion among the citizens, among consumers when they have 911 within their name?
No, I don't know. I mean, I think that, I really don't know. I can't, from my perspective, I'm easily confused. So, but I don't really have a comment on that, I guess. I think, as far as the service that they provide, that they're providing to the state of South Dakota, I don't know that the next gen 911 providing entity is going to be all that apparent to consumers anyway. That'd be my thought.
Thank you. Ms. Reichert or Ms. Reese, it's my understanding that NGA 911 will not be dealing directly with consumers. Is that correct?
That was my understanding as well, yep.
And so there's not the strong likelihood that there would be a confusion or a challenge. All right, thank you very much. Any further questions on this docket? If not, is there a motion? On TC-19-003, I move that the commission grant intervention to any party that, I'll start over. In TC-19-003, I move that the commission grant intervention to the South Dakota Telecommunications Association. On the motion, nothing to discuss. All those in favor of the motion, does anyone have anything to discuss on that? All those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Commissioner Nelson?
Aye.
Commissioner Fegan?
Fegan votes aye.
Hanson votes aye. The motion carries.
Thank you, commissioners and staff.
Thank you, Rich. There are no items scheduled for discussion. Public comment is open at this time to anyone in the audience who may wish to participate. Seeing no one, the announcements are a public input hearing was held last night in regards to Black Hills Power, DBA Black Hills Energy, for a facility permit. A show cause hearing on docket GW 19001 was held this morning. A public input hearing for docket EL 19-007 in the matter of the application of Triple H Wind Project will be held this evening in Hyde County at 5:30 p.m. at the Memorial Auditorium in Highmore. A public input hearing for docket EL 19-003 in the matter of an application of Crown Ridge Wind will be held Wednesday at 5:30 in the Waverly Shore School Gymnasium. An evidentiary hearing on docket EL 18-021 in the matter of an application for Otter Tail Power Company for authority to increase electric rates is scheduled at 9:30 on Tuesday, March 26th through approximately Thursday of March 28th. PUC commissioners and some of our 30 awesome staff will meet with consumers at the Black Hills Home Show March 29th through 31st at the Rushmore Plaza Civic Center. The next regular commission meeting will be Tuesday, April 2nd. The day after April Fool's, commissioners will attend the Center for Public Utilities Current Issues Forum April 7th through 10th. Commission meetings are scheduled for April 12th and May 2nd. Those are all of the announcements. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
All those in favor of say
aye.
No discussion. All those in favor of discussion or of adjournment will signify by saying yes. Commissioner Fegan?
Yes.
Commissioner Nelson?
Yes.
Hanson votes yes. Motion carries.